This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
While hosting the president of Paraguay today, President Trump weighed in on the House Judiciary Committee vote this morning that will send the impeachment process to the full House, probably next week. Needless to say, he was not pulling any punches.
So look, we're dealing with a lot of corrupt people. There was nothing done wrong. To use the power of impeachment on this nonsense is an embarrassment to this country.
The president continued with his argument that the call that he'd had with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky went, in his words, perfectly.
Nothing was done wrong. Zero was done wrong. I think it's a horrible thing to be using the tool of impeachment, which is supposed to be used in an emergency, and it would seem many, many, many years apart, to be using this for a perfect phone call where the president of that country said there was no pressure whatsoever, didn't even know what we were talking about. It was perfect. The relationship is perfect.
If the impeachment vote moves on to the Senate, most believe it will fail due to Republican control of that body. A trade deal between the United States and China, separately announced Friday by both countries, will be such a boon for American farmers, says President Trump. They'll have to go out and buy much larger tractors.
The China deal, as you know, was just approved a little while ago. And it's not complicated, but that's what I do. It's a phenomenal deal. The tariffs will largely remain, 25% on $250 billion. And we'll use them for future negotiations on the Phase 2 deal.
Officials of the two countries announced they've agreed on the text of the first phase of the trade pact and will avert imposing further tariffs on each other. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party have won a majority of the 650 seats in Parliament.
We pulled it off, didn't we? We pulled it off. We broke the deadlock. We ended the gridlock. We smashed the roadblock.
The Conservative win in the early general election may bring a long-awaited resolution to Britain's departure from the European Union that was approved in a 2016 referendum. The Conservatives have 362 seats, Labour 203. Johnson focused his campaigning efforts on a slogan to get breakfast done, get Brexit done. He says the parliamentary majority for his Conservative Party will allow him to push through a previously rejected divorce deal with the EU and carry out Brexit by January 31st. 2020, President Trump complimented the Prime Minister on his victory.
I want to congratulate Boris Johnson on a terrific victory. I think that might be a harbinger of what's to come in our country. It was last time. I'm sure people will be thrilled to hear that, but a lot of people will be, actually. A very big percentage of people, because this was a tremendous victory last night.
Johnson's challenger, Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, said he will be stepping down at a later date. The head of Algeria's Electoral Commission announced that former Prime Minister Abdelmajid Tebboune was the first winner of Thursday's presidential election. Voter turnout, however, was low, and many Algerians say they will continue their ongoing protests against the government. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Large crowds of protesters turned out in the capital, Algiers, Friday, despite word from the country's electoral commission that former Prime Minister Abdelmajid Tebboune won a resounding victory in the presidential election. Commission head Mohamed Sharfi gave the official figures. He says that preliminary results show that Abdelmajid Tebboune won 4,950,000 votes for a total of 58.15% of all ballots cast. Official figures put voter turnout at 40%, although many analysts said the real number was probably much lower. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Tebboune insisted, however, that he hopes he's supported by the people and that he ran as an independent, despite the fact that he belongs to the largest political party in the country. A New Zealand military team that landed on a volcanic island on Friday has recovered 6 of 8 bodies and are preparing to send them back to the capital city of Wellington. The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trips, erupted Monday. The death toll stands at 16, with more than 24 people treated for severe burns. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.